Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is August 7th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Combined transcatheter mitral and tricuspid edge-to-edge repair, or tricuspid edge-to-edge repair alone in moderate mitral regurgitation, a propensity-matched analysis. Transcatheter edge-to-edge repair represents a therapeutic strategy for the complex coexistence of moderate mitral regurgitation, or MR, and severe tricuspid regurgitation, or TR. Clinically, the management choice involves either combined mitral and tricuspid valve repair or isolated tricuspid valve repair. The study established the prognostic relevance of moderate MR in patients undergoing tricuspid edge-to-edge repair for severe TR. It also delineated the potential benefits and comparative effectiveness of adding concomitant mitral edge-to-edge repair, highlighting a crucial aspect of dual valve disease management. Article number 2. Senescence-associated metabolic alterations aggravate calcific aortic valve disease, calcific aortic valve disease, or CA5D, a condition without effective drug treatments, is fundamentally linked to the aging process. The progressive decline of nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, or NAD+, with age plays a critical role in this disease pathology. This research identified that specific disruptions in NAD+ salvage metabolism within certain cell types contribute to valvular inflammation and calcification. The study provided detailed mapping of NAD+ pathways using integrated human aortic valve ribonucleic acid sequencing and single-cell transcriptomics, showing effects related to nicotinamide phosphoribosyl transferase. Article number 3. Risk factors and coronary events. Attenuation of the association and secondary prevention. For individuals who have survived coronary heart disease, or CHD, the association between traditional risk factors and subsequent cardiovascular events often appears diminished or even contradictory. This phenomenon complicates accurate clinical interpretation and risk prediction in secondary prevention settings. The study demonstrated that this observation represents a systemic characteristic of studying disease survivors, rather than unique to specific risk factors requiring biological explanations. Researchers analyzed a large retrospective longitudinal cohort of over 3,275,000 adults initially free of cardiovascular disease, or C5D, confirming these attenuated risk factor associations in secondary prevention. Article number 4. Improved sensitivity for respiratory pathogen detection and bronchoalveolar lavage from lung transplant recipients using targeted next-generation sequencing. Next-generation sequencing, or NGS, offers improved pathogen detection for pulmonary infections among lung transplant recipients, or LTRs. This diagnostic approach was systematically compared against conventional cultures and parallel bronchoalveolar lavage, or BAL, specimens. The study assessed the positivity rates, sensitivity, and specificity of NGS relative to a composite reference for infection. It also evaluated NGS species-level diagnostic accuracy against culture results, providing crucial comparative data from 122 bronchoscopies across 31 LTRs. Article number 5. From gene editing to exogenesis, pigs as a source of immune-compatible organs for transplantation. Persistent shortages of human organs have driven the development of alternative sources, particularly xenotransplantation, using genetically engineered pigs. Significant progress has been made in creating multi-gene modified pigs that lack glycan xenoantigens. These pigs also express human complement and coagulation regulators, enhancing compatibility. These genetic modifications have successfully mitigated hyperacute and delayed xenograft rejection, marking a critical advancement in making pig organs immune-compatible for human transplantation. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.